When did you realize that America is the old world?
Take your meds.
A few years ago. I've been working at various global dig sites for a long time, and participating in the lab testing. Some particular sites in South America, and one in Western US have yielded human remains and traces that date about 400,000 years ago. Our thesis is humans evolved in Middle America, and migrated westward across the land bridge into Asia, driven by environment and animal migrations, ended up in northern Africa occupying the Saharan rainforest, splitting off into subgroups there and totally separated as the rainforest collapsed, creating a desert. Divergent evolution, development of technology, and migration eventually created the early civilizations in the Middle East. Remnant populations in America got overran and went extinct by pre-Clovis peoples crossing east over the land bridge, and they were later overran by the migration wave that began the American First Peoples. Southern Africa developed isolated into a separate subspecies. The Middle Eastern populations grew and dispersed into Europe, Asia, and North Africa, creating the Great Empires. The leadership of our organization was commanded to not release any non-peer-reviewed information. Anyone involved with the sciences knows what that means.
We practically know nothing about how it went down in America. What we know is being filtered by politics. All the natives want to stay first, and in their impressive immaturity and inherent stupidity, they mess up the efforts to know the truth. Of course, they are not the only problem, scholars are too, and the politicians. Realistically, nobody want to know we have been the late coming cheap race for most of the wider human family history. Nobody want to really know what DNA has to say about us directly, because it is written in stone. DNA says blacks are different, nobody care. Just this comment makes me sounds like a slash Paul slash fag, but I like diversity. That's how fuck up science is. We buy what we like and ignore what we don't. There was people in the Americas before our natives, and there was doll people even further back, etc. Megafauna world was epic and populated by 24 races, most were human, some pre-human, and even non-human really old races. Dinosaurs will die and we will move forward. Got to love death, the evolution machine.
Mound builders are distant descendants of people who migrated from Cuba and the Bahamas. The original migration ended up in Mexico some 12,200 years ago. There they erected a civilization that lasted for more than 1,000 years. Eventually, civil war broke out and the people who would become Native Americans split. A larger group, who practiced human sacrifice and was less advanced, moved to South America, where they founded the many realms found today. A smaller, more advanced group moved to North America, where they recreated the urban society of Mexico and attempted, without success, to rebuild a civilization lost in the flood. The mounds have several different purposes. The simple ones were used as foundations for dwellings, the serpentine ones told symbolic stories, yet others were used to cover caches of artifacts these people brought with them. Theirs was a sophisticated civilization. They knew and used water wheels, wagons, wheelbarrows and plows. They created large urban centers. A crop disease wiped them out, causing mass starvation some 3,000 years ago, after they flourished for some 4,000 years. Indians were present in North America for the past 14,000 years. They lived contemporary with several other races. There existed the people archaeology called the Solutrians. These constituted the bulk of civilized people. Then there were at least 8 different groups of people, among them 3 were from the earlier migrant tribes and of considerably larger size. The takeover happened 12,300 years ago, when the large areas of land between present-day Cuba and Florida sunk along with Bahamas. The ancestors of Native Americans who inhabited these lands migrated to Mexico, where they established a civilization that lasted almost 1,000 years. Some 11,000 years ago they fought the bloody civil war which resulted in this nation splitting. Some of them went to South America, others to North America. Along the way they pushed out the already dwindling populations of other species and ethnicities. Americas were inhabited for well over 30,000 years by the time the supposed migration happened. Proto-Indians arrived via ships from the Atlantic and coasts of Africa over 18,000 years ago and mixed with pre-existing Proto-Caucasian people to create a unified culture and civilization that covered all of Cuba and Bahamas, parts of South American interior and the west coast of present-day United States. This civilization endured until the floods of Younger Dryas literally washed the people down to the sea due to an inland tidal wave from glaciers and underground reservoirs. Aztlán was a land from which the ancestors of southern Amerindians arrived. It was a series of archipelagos that are today's Bahamas and Cuba and have little to do with the area of Wisconsin. The remnants in and around Wisconsin belong to a proto-people, a red-haired white-skinned race that once, over 50,000 years ago dominated every stretch of ice-free land in both Americas. These ruins are likely from an early development stage of this civilization when they were little more than Bronze Age dwellers with little knowledge left to them. In North America, the area of present-day New York was one hub of urban civilization with 500,000 people spread across settlements. Cuba and the shores of the Gulf of Mexico hosted another population of almost 1,000,000. Peru and Bolivia hosted civilizations descended from an earlier age. They've numbered at least 3,000,000 souls.